Letters to America number 51, February 14, 2024. Let's make one thing clear, this has been a marathon, not a sprint. The analogy of a marathon versus a sprint speaks volumes about the enduring nature of the challenges faced by the U.S. military and the Galactic Alliance. A marathon demands endurance, strategy, and unwavering commitment, mirroring the prolonged effort required to navigate complex geopolitical landscapes and unearth hidden truths. It underscores the patience and resilience required to confront formidable adversaries and dismantle entrenched systems of deception and manipulation. In this marathon, every step forward represents a triumph of determination over adversity, inching closer to the ultimate goal of liberation and enlightenment. The U.S. military, along with the Galactic Alliance, is in full control. Everything we have seen, witnessed, and experienced over the last 7 years is a well-planned, scripted movie. It confirms a coordinated effort by forces committed to upholding justice and the rule of law, protecting America, preserving our cherished liberty and freedom, all while safeguarding humanity's future. However, this control isn't wielded through authoritarian dominance, but rather through a nuanced understanding of the multidimensional forces at play. It implies a delicate balance of power, where strategic alliances and covert operations shape the course of history. This challenges conventional narratives, inviting individuals to question the surface-level realities and delve deeper into the hidden mechanisms shaping our world. Amidst the illusion of chaos, the statement urges us to look past the veil of the screen and discern the underlying truth. It invokes a metaphorical journey of awakening, where each individual is called to transcend the illusions propagated by mainstream narratives and perceive the underlying patterns of truth. Like unraveling the layers of a scripted movie, peeling back the facade reveals a profound narrative of liberation and enlightenment. This call to action transcends passive observation, urging active engagement in the pursuit of truth and justice. It beckons individuals to become active participants in the unfolding drama of human history, reclaiming their agency in shaping a reality aligned with the principles of integrity, compassion, and freedom. The contrast of the concept of human beings being grown as a crop in the Matrix movie, utilized for energy while their minds are controlled, invites us into a profound reflection on the intricate interplay between fiction and reality. It's a striking parallel to contemplate how art imitates life, or perhaps vice versa, as we ponder the origins of such a notion. Could it be a reflection of societal anxieties about control, autonomy, and the manipulation of human agency? Or does it stem from a deep-seated fear of technological advancement outpacing ethical considerations? Delving deeper into this narrative territory, we confront the unsettling realization that truth often echoes fiction in unexpected ways. Yet, as we navigate the labyrinth of our collective consciousness, we come to realize that reality itself can sometimes feel like a meticulously scripted narrative, leaving us to question the very fabric of our existence. The statement that the end won't be for everyone serves as a powerful reminder of the divergent paths we tread in our quest for enlightenment and understanding. In the face of uncertainty, we are confronted with a pivotal choice: to embrace the uncomfortable truths that lie beneath the surface or to retreat into the safety of ignorance. Ultimately, the decision to seek knowledge, no matter how unsettling, remains ours to make, shaping the course of our journey through the enigmatic landscape of existence. The Matrix was a documentary.